Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew. And in this segment, we are joined by Sanjay Kumar, who is the founder of AvNav. And AvNav, Sanjay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mike and Matthew, for having me here.
So Sanjay is a software architect with more than two decades of experience building production systems. And we're here today to talk about AvNav. What is AvNav for those who may not have heard of it?
So AvNav is a complete ERP for pilots to plan their flights on ground and navigate in the air. Mm. The distinctive feature is that we are bringing AI in many ways in the cockpit offline. So you can enjoy things like 3D ATC transcription live and flight planning. So these things are now next generation features beyond obvious EFPs that do checklists, weight and balance and maps and charts. We do all of that, but we do these things that takes us to the next level.
Yeah, so you mentioned AI and bringing that in. One of the experiences that I've had with AI is that that always requires a live connection or real
internet access.
Internet access, yes, that's very true. And in fact, I should correct myself that AI flight planning piece does require internet, but transcription does not require internet. When you're in the cockpit, you don't have internet to go and transcribe audio. It's done offline on device with a small model that runs completely offline. So we do have many models out there that takes gigabytes of space and requires internet to do this. We are completely offline and it's real time, in fraction of second, in millisecond it comes
out. Very low latency, oh, I see.
And we are showing this live here in our booth where you can come and see Oshkosh ground approach and tower being transcribed real time along with ADS-B traffic on the screen. And we show people who come to our booth, we turn off the internet on our iPads, and it keeps working.
So you're talking about transcription. It's transcribing only the ATC, or what else gets transcribed?
Whatever is spoken on the intercom audio panel, which includes the transmission from tower and ground and so on, and whatever you're talking. So whatever flows through the audio panel goes into the device through a splitter cable, or in case of a Garmin audio panel, and we are working on this part, through Bluetooth, so no cable required. And we are making a series of devices which makes it completely off iPad or Android. You have a small display that we show people in the cockpit, and you get to see the transcription on that screen in front of you. It's a small screen in four gray color text, but it's sufficient. It shows you scrolling what happened, whether you missed a call, and you can scroll up and down to see what was said.
In
So I, as a pilot, have occasionally missed a call from ATC because I was distracted with something else. It would be kind of handy to go back and see that, but is there anything that looks for your specific call sign and that will flag it for you, be like, hey, you might have missed this?
Yeah, so there's a little search box where you type in your tail number or something else, and it will look out for that. And generally, if your tail number is known to the device, it will alert you. Currently, that feature is alerting part is not that prominent, but we will have more things like, hey, he told you to fly heading 120, you're flying 180. I mean, those kind of deviations it will flag, not just the fact that your name was called, but something else too.
So it's actually more than just a display. It's also a co-pilot for you in some ways.
Exactly, because last year when I was on this show, I mentioned the same thing that we are going to do, and I can't believe that's a reality. And the things just keep getting better. One of the things I talked about then, which still we don't have ready, is that when you get ground clearances, long text from here to somewhere far, that text can be cut and pasted into the flight plan. So you don't have to repeat the whole sequence of waypoints to make it a flight plan. It's aware of the fact that this is a flight plan segment. So it makes typing, it reduces typing and makes life easier in the cockpit. And we are making a standalone device now for it because so many people have asked us, but my iPad is tied up, I have this or that app running. Now we are a complete ERP. We would like you to use our ERP so you don't have to go anywhere else. But if you are using something else, how about a nice small device that gives you the same thing, just that.
So what platforms does your product work on?
So AvNav works on every possible device right now. I mean, iOS, Windows, Mac, Android, Linux. We have a round Linux screen in our booth, 7-inch round, pretty big, but it just shows you the possibility. So we made it so that it works everywhere. Because in 2014, when AvNav first came out, and I was here on the show first time, we were an Android app. And for many years, it ran just as an Android app. But I felt that there was a bigger landscape here and that I wanted to be part of. And so I went into kind of like a mode where I would just lie low and work hard for 6 long years to make this a run everywhere app and run make it a 3D app. So it was a long engineering process that finally happened last year. And we were here in preview last year when we were here. Now it's in the App Store everywhere, Android, iOS, and you can download executables for Mac, Windows, and Linux. So everywhere, yes.
I'd like to learn a little bit more about the 3D capabilities. What is the 3D capability of the tool?
The 3D capability is that it's the basic thing that is everywhere in the app. So airspaces, mountains, terrain, your restricted airspaces, suamoa, obstacles, everything is shown at an altitude. Meaning you're not just looking from the top, down, bottom on a sectional chart. There's a vector map. A vector map knows the granularity of things, and as you zoom in and out, the details change. In a sectional, the detail is always the same. Whether you zoom in and out, you just see it better when you're zoomed in. With vector, you move in and out, you see more or less things, and you see details in 3D. So airspace is, you will see your flight path relative to airspace. You will know whether you're above or below. When you see traffic, the traffic is in 3D too, and the arrows are pointing up or down, whether it's climbing or descending. So you see the whole picture like it is in front of you. People sometimes find it confusing. They get lost. So we have a 2D mode. You click 2D, you're back in 2D, then you work yourself back into the 3D. People duck below airspaces to see how it looks like under the self, and it gets complicated, but people are able to do those things also. So especially useful for flight instructors and students to see airspaces. That's the number one thing we hear. But I think it's hard to do. This 3D vector maps are demanding, and that's why it has not been done. But today's iOS, iPhone, iPads have the power of a great computers from the 90s, and we still make apps like it's 2009 or 2014. So we thought we will push it a little bit.
Yeah. So if you have one license to buy this, can you run it on multiple devices so you could use one for the transcriptions and one to look at your chart?
Exactly. So we have people who run the app on the iPad and then run the transcription only on the iPhone. So you get two. We give you up to 5 devices, and I don't want to announce it, but we're not checking right now how many devices you have. There are only so many things we have time for.
That's always in the best interest of our users. But in the best,
I'd say if you're trying it, go ahead. I'm not watching.
You mentioned flight schools and instruction. In what ways could a CFI or a student use this as part of their training or ground instruction?
Exactly. So in flight school, we spent a lot of time explaining the, you know, the donut, inverted donut, and things like that. And this makes it much easier. It's hard for pilots to understand how the airspaces are until you either see it in some model form or something. This makes it possible on a screen to do that. Also, we have made many things available, which is very useful for VFR pilots in general and also students. I mean, you're new, you want to fly somewhere, you're anxious. How will I ever get back? You know, if the weather is good going, will it be good coming back? And those kinds of pilots will benefit from our AI flight planning tool, which tells you, oh, I want to go sometime in the next 7 days for, say, 2 days to Carolina, and I want to fly on the weekend, avoid night. Give me going and coming back plausible windows. And it does that. Only online, but it will do it on the ground and give you right. that kind of path. So I think it helps, not strictly instructors and students, but it helps all VFR pilots who are looking to fly and are concerned about weather and don't want to read a 90-page, you know, briefing, FAA yeah. briefing.
Yeah. It sounds like it's got some really nice tools that, well, it, again, it's more like a co-pilot than just a regular EFB.
Definitely. I mean, the idea is that we extend the normal EFB concept beyond just charts and maps, which we do well, but we are giving you additional tools to reduce the workload in the cockpit. I'm having ADC text in front of you, having 3D airspace. So I fly with this thing in a very busy New York area space, and I find it useful in the sense that it makes my life easier. Even if it's a short flight, 20 minutes to, you know, Nantucket. I mean, it's not that bad.
Right, giving you better contextual awareness. Yep, and reducing workload.
What got you started as thinking that, hey, I should build my own app because why? Were the ones that were out there just not meeting your needs?
Or so in 2014, I was just looking to do something interesting with my time, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'll build an app for myself. And when I built it, I thought others may like it too. But my friends told me this was a bad idea. There are a lot of apps out there, and their engineering department is doing this. This is not a good idea. But against every advice, I thought it was a good idea to build an app that reflected my vision, my way of flying. And that's why I built it.
Oh, we're glad that you did. So in the brief time we have left, where can we find you here on the grounds today at AirVenture?
So we are in Hangar C, 3130C, close to Avidyne. We are giving you an iPad mini, so you can make a sweepstake entry, and we are giving away the ATC cable for anybody who subscribes during the show. 3130C, Hangar C. Avnav.com on the internet.
Very good. All right. Well, we've been talking with Sanjay Kumar of Avnav. Thank you for joining us, and this is Squawk 1200 on EAA Radio.